Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello out there. This is International Black Summer Talk Show Network coming to you live. We're a few minutes after 8, but we come to you from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got Jill from Hotlanta holding it down. How are you tonight, Jill?
Good. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And soon to celebrate Kwanzaa. So Kwanzaa okay. starts tomorrow. So
yep.
Cool. So what's happening out there in Radio Land there, Jill? Anything special?
Well, today, as far as the day was going, it was a wonderful day for me. I had my family, my sister, my two nieces, my brother-in-law, they came over, and we just had a wonderful time. I got a chance to babysit my dog. That's a whole other story. And it was just
okay.
so much fun. I really enjoyed myself, and it was just great. It was a really good Christmas. It was a really good holiday. How about you?
I had a great holiday myself. I've been visiting family and calling up some friends and some people that I haven't talked to in ages. And, you know, ran into some cousins that I haven't seen in too long. You know, the families move away and all that kind of stuff. So I've been hanging out with my cousins and, you know, just having a good time. Just having a real good time. You know, chewing on the fat, as they say.
Say it again.
That's all good. Chewing on the fat, as they say.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. Well, let me get us started with the declaration, and then if you've got any announcements that you'd like to make, then we'll go ahead and do that. So let me start off the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children. Building economies responsible for funding our community. Maintaining wellness of being in our bodies. Providing human services. Establishing nurturing relationships. Altering the conversation of who we are in the media. Empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. Among the silence, please. Thank you. And let me also let you know that the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So that's what we're here to have a conversation tonight about, inside of. That's the context of this conversation. And inside of that conversation, we're going to be having some conversations about Christmas, what it means to be inside of the conversation at Christmas, and, of course, Kwanzaa, you know, getting a piece of that conversation as well. Jill, any announcements that you'd like to make?
Well, I'm excited to say that, as you know, as anyone knows, or hope you know, that our annual summit will be coming up in August, and we will be in Alabama. So anyone out there listening on the web, or if you call in from Alabama, we would love to hear from you. We're going to be in Birmingham, and you can find out all about our organization, all about the annual event at www.blacksummit.org. You can also find out more about us on Facebook, International Black Summit. Now, when you go on the web, you will see there might be some shares, which are informational sessions about the International Black Summit, and you might find a meeting / share in your community. So we look forward to interacting with you, to talking with you. We do have the Oxygen Room, which is a place where you can call in, and that's after the show, and we can talk more about registration, et cetera, and we will soon be having our countdown to the annual event. But it is a space where we say it's not what the summit can do for you. It's what the summit can do for you. It's what you can get out of the summit. So it's all about you and self-generation, self-generating the whole concept of the summit. And so we really look forward to you being there, and you'll hear more about it. Back to you, Glenn.
Well, thank you, my dear. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we are here tonight to really engage you in some conversations around Christmas. You know what I mean? What does that really mean for us? You know, and some of the origins of Christmas, obviously, but how is it impacting you? How are people engaging in it? And what's Christmas mean for you? We don't have any callers, so Jill, I guess it's going to be you and I.
Okay.
We are expecting a couple other guests. I'm going to check out the chat room, see if anybody's floating around in there. But so what's Christmas to you? What's the conversation about Christmas to you?
Well, for me, so I was thinking about that about 2 weeks ago. And Christmas really, to me, is the art and the feeling that I get, or I'll say the feeling that I get when giving. And it's about the art of conversation. I say the art of conversation because, you know, this is the time when I have not really spoken to a lot of my neighbors all year, but around the holiday season, I've gotten some Christmas cards from some neighbors. We're talking a little bit more. Went walking with another neighbor, and it was like what came up for me was the art of conversation. Just how to have, you know, be comfortable talking to your neighbors and having small talk. And as far as the concept of Christmas for the children, when my nieces come over, I just love having the house decorated and the presents under the tree for a kid. It's not necessarily for me because I like to celebrate Kwanzaa with my friends. Not many of my family members celebrate Kwanzaa, but I do like to celebrate Kwanzaa. And but I do have the Christmas tree up, and when they come over, it's just a joy. So overall, Christmas to me is interacting with people and being around family, and just seeing the looks on my nieces' faces. When they come over, and it was just a wonderful family day for me. I truly, truly enjoyed it. So that's what Christmas means to me. It's love. Overall, it's love. It's pure love.
Yeah, I get that from your communication. That's awesome. I look back and I look back the memories of the family being together, the opening the presents and the excitement of the of finding out what you've gotten, and you know, and long after I realized that there was really no Santa, that it was mom and dad. It just, you know, it really had me appreciate who they were and what they were for me, and that this particular special holiday was around that conversation of family and sharing and giving. And you know, I think that one of the one of the things that I know or see about it is that it's gotten awful commercial in this day and age. And I think that and that's really really why I think that Kwanzaa kind of came into being, because people were kind of forgetting the traditional giving conversation, but also people were wanting to celebrate on a spiritual level, and really didn't want it to be tied to the denomination of religion per se. Mm-hmm. And I think that that was what gave the grounds or the, you know, kind of spawned Kwanzaa. But you're right. Strangers, you know, and it's interesting because I was thinking about it today, and I said to myself, you know, I woke up, I was well rested, I was going for my morning walk, and I was just, you know, I was just really happy and excited about the day, and I was like, you know what, I don't need the holiday season to be of good cheer, because I actually am of good cheer all year long. Mm-hmm. But I do realize that I am not necessarily the norm, and that it's an opportunity for other people to really get into the mode, and strange folks have said, you know, Merry Christmas to me all day long, which I think is great and it's admirable, and it's like, but how come we don't do that the rest of the other 364 days, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So it's an opportunity. So the opening or the opportunity is to invent and to generate that kind of conversation ongoingly. And, you know, that's the perfect thing for me to cue in Jerry, because the thing is that this whole conversation and the principles of Kwanzaa that we've been using throughout the year is really about us sharing ourselves and not limiting those kind of conversations, those themes to just Kwanzaa or the holiday season, you know, the Christmas or the New Year's conversations. It's really an opportunity for us to share and support each other all year. So with that note, I'm going to bring Jerry on, and he's going to give us a principle. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa to
Merry
the whole
Christmas.
Team and everybody in the world.
All right. All right, my brother. All right, my brother.
All right.
So it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And what principle will we be looking at tonight? What have you selected? What gem have you selected for us tonight?
Mm-hmm. You're too nice, Mister. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna tell you. This is the first time I did shit. It's hard. It's hard to pick out one. It's hard. It's very, very hard to really pick out one. But you know what? I'm a man of my word. I'm gonna pick one out. You know what? I'm in Kwanzaa move, and I'm gonna pick the first one. A mojo means unity.
Okay.
Means unity to strive and to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. That
okay.
was hard. It was hard,
okay.
But all of them fit. But
well, we may come back to you and get some other ones. I mean, we don't have to limit it because tonight we're going to talk about Kwanzaa anyway. So
okay.
That would be a nice opportunity to maybe even go through. If not all of them, you know, certainly a couple more, just to keep engaging in the conversation.
Yeah,
now, I know that you, growing up in the faith, didn't necessarily celebrate Christmas per se, but wanted to get your context for what you thought Christmas was like, or the spirit of Christmas, I should say. So what was it like for you, and you know, what did you notice about it coming up?
Well, for me, Christmas.
You there, Jerry? Oh, we lost him.
I think we lost him, yeah.
Yeah, his connection went out. Anyway, but, you know, the thing, the interesting thing about the holidays, you know, everybody, you know, you're sharing the food. I love sharing the food. I love looking at, oh, wait a minute, Jerry's back on. Yeah, Jerry.
For Christmas, for me, is that especially us as Black Africans around the world, we have to learn, instead of like getting our stiffs and gets spread, we should learn to spread love and learn to get to the unfortunate ones, and to understand that we are part of God's family. I feel for me that, you know, deal with the cause of principles and to really get a full grasp of it, that actually me, I'm not saying that the rest of them, that's not part of God's family, because I know they are, but I know for me that as a Black man that I have to take on this accountable to be a better participant of the International Black Summit, to be a better Black man in our community. And to be a better communicator in our community. And for me, it's for that to understand what the next sister or brother is going through. And to be around family just as I be around the family of International Black Soap. So I say for me is to be a better person. You know, more loving. You know, because I feel I was slipping back and forth. You know, the space I am this year, certain things have popped up, and I feel at times I could deal with it much more better. But I just want to get back, just be happy, and share with others. That's what I get at. Back into my
life. Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful because. You know, one of the things I was sharing with somebody earlier today, you know, being happy is not an external thing. It actually is an internal conversation that you bring to your life. And if you are unhappy, then it's like, well, what's making you unhappy? And if it's making you unhappy, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And do something different. Do something that's going to make you happy, that's going to have you have the joy, but it's not an external conversation, it's an internal conversation.
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing for myself to have me be happy? And you know, yeah, go ahead.
And I didn't get to cut you off. And the one thing about, especially us African Americans, where we have to understand that they are good in our community, and I have to will, maybe I take accountability of the big eye of the distinction, that I have to surround by people that loves you for you. You have to surround by people that you surrounded by greatness. You have to. That's what I learned for International when I became a participant in this a few years ago. You surrounded by people that are doing the same work as you do. And
yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, because if you don't have that same positive energy. You know, it's like the good book talks about being evenly yoked, and in a marriage, if both people aren't pulling in the same direction, then you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to be going in a circle. And so, also, when you're looking at who is around you, who are having the conversations around you, who are the people in your circle of friends, family, and associates. Are they in similar conversations? Because if they're not, and they're poo-pooing what you're doing, then you need to get a new set of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's not something we have to wait till the new year or, you know, to do. That's something that we can do 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually invite us to keep looking, to keep generating and keep creating for ourselves the perfect life, whatever that is. Because each of us knows what that is, but it's an opportunity for us to challenge ourselves to go for it. You know, and for those of you who are listening to the International Black Summit, we want you to know that that's one of the conversations, one of many conversations that are included and boxed up into the conversation of the International Black Summit. Because we are about expanding our minds, moving ourselves forward, and progressing as individuals, as people of Black African descent, and for our community. You know, one of the things that the Declaration says, transform the universe. So how do you transform the universe? You start it by the person in your underwear. Start there.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey,
absolutely.
I couldn't say better than that.
but this is a great season, and I do appreciate the benevolence that people have about it, and you know, as I was talking with Jill earlier, you know, what's it going to take to sustain it all year long? So that like the Kwanzaa principles, it's not just for that one week, but what can we do to instill that as part of our life? So absolutely. Absolutely, some beautiful conversations to be having. So, Jill,
I was going to say, I like when you mentioned that, you know, we don't have to wait for the new year. Our life, whatever we want, we can obtain. Our feet from the eye, whatever I want, I know I can obtain. And it's a matter of putting it out into the universe and believing in it. And just knowing that the universe will provide, and God will provide, and it's the energy that you put out there, and it's just so true that about as far as the law of attraction and the distinction that the International Black Summit has as far as you know out there, whatever we put out is what we get back, and
mm-hmm.
and what we want, we might not get at the time that we think we want it or need it, but it will come as long as it's positive. We put a positive message out there, it will eventually come. If that's what we feel will better ourselves and will help create a better life for us. So the whole point of me being positive and being focused and staying on task with my goals in mind, working on my vision board, all these things. I'm attracting what I want. I'm attracting it to come forth and to fruition. So it's just sometimes people think, well, some people that I speak with as far as the law of attraction and just understanding, and I'm still learning, but still understanding the fact that everything starts with myself. The whole thing, if you're out there in the holidays and you're feeling lonely and you feel like you don't have anyone, there's no one that you're out there to be with, things of that nature, you have the option to do something about it. That you could volunteer. There are a lot of people out there in shelters. You could still generate some type of interaction with other people. And it may not look like the way you think it should look at the time. Maybe, you know, you don't have family and friends around. But you can still generate what it is that you want for yourself. And that's powerful, and it takes action. And International Black Summit, we have the concept, be with what is. And for me, being with what is, being is an action word. You know how they say, peace be still? To me, still is still an action word. You still
mm-hmm.
are doing something. You're not just sitting there just waiting for everything to happen to occur. You're still doing something, whether it's you're praying, you're doing your mantras, you're out there in the community, you're in the conversation with the summit. So it was an eye opener for me when I first became a part of the summit and really learned how the whole point of self-generating and knowing that everything starts with me. And I had one friend of mine told me that, because I told her I wanted to just be alone bringing in the new year. I just wanted to be just with myself. And she said, well, you're never really alone. You're all one. And she kind of played with the word alone. And you're all one. You're all one with yourself. You are enough. You are perfect, whole, and complete. So it's, and you have to remind yourself that you are enough, that you are perfect, whole, and complete. Because if you don't, no one else will. So that's you, Glenn.
That's great. That's absolutely, absolutely perfect. And the only other thing that I just wanted to add to that is that we've got a program called the 90 Day Enhancement. And one of the things that I got real present to is a thing called practices. And practices are actually sort of like habits, except that we're generating what it is that we want to have happen. So a practice is actually in support of our vision and in support of our projects and in support of the things that we're working on and up to. So I invite you to actually develop some practices that are consistent with producing the results that you want to do. So let's say, for example, you want to get a degree or you're working on some academic thing. So what about putting a half an hour or an hour each night towards that thing? You know, and that doesn't seem like a whole lot, but at the end of the week you've got 7 hours, and the end of a month you've got almost 50 hours of studying. So it's not about, you know, blitzing it, but you can actually begin to change your outlook or to change your knowledge base or to change your, your activities and make them consistent with the results that you want to produce in your life. So, you know, absolutely. You don't have to wait till the new year. It is something that you can do moment by moment by moment. And if you feel a little lazy or, you know, or getting your drink on or this or whatever, so it's like, okay, great. There's another moment coming behind that. You're going to have the opportunity to choose to go forward or not. So you want to chill this moment? Okay, that's cool. You chill that moment, but then there's some moments up ahead, and you look to impact and move those forward. So that's the thing that I enjoy so much about this conversation called International Black Summit. Because it really gives you an opportunity to change your life consistent with the things that you want to have happen in your life. And let me take a commercial break now. It's the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827. Tell your friends. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. We're a not-for-profit organization. And all of the people participating in any kind of leadership in the International Black Summit are all volunteers, so you should know that. Nobody's getting paid. You don't get paid to be here every Sunday night on the radio show, but we do it because we see the commitment, the joy, and the love that we are to expanding this conversation and to bringing the conversation of the International Black Summit to a wider base. And so out of that commitment, because we are clear that it makes a difference, it's made a difference in each and every one of our lives, and that has us here tonight on Christmas Day, Christmas night, having a show for you out there in television land, in radio land, and YouTube land, and wherever other land that might be out there listening or has access to this show, Blog Talk land, right? You know,
yep.
All those lands out there. But it's a family, it's a relationship, it's a, and you know, and here's the other thing too. And sometimes it's confronting. And sometimes it's confronting to confront yourself. To say to myself, Glenn, you know what? That ain't really working for your life. You need to do something different. What are you willing to do? You know, are you going to step up? Or are you going to just allow the circumstances to continue and to be upset by the circumstances rather than take the bull by the horns and say, you know what? This is my life. I deserve to have a wonderful, exciting, and happy life. And I'm going to make that happen for me and the people around me. So anyway.
I love it.
So what do you guys say? Who's got something to say to that?
I concur, and I feel that a lot of times when – like I find that if I get down about something or if I feel like something is not going right, then, for instance, for the holidays, you know, you have a lot of people, including myself, will have high expectations about the holidays. And, you know, as the show, when you started off, what do the holidays mean to you? Nothing, number one, nothing is ever what it seems. So for me, I do have some friends, and I'm not a cook, so I'm not doing the whole big, you know, holiday dinner, things of that nature, but I know some friends that are, and if the dinner doesn't turn out right or if certain people don't show up, it kind of like ruins, for lack of a better word, it ruins their holiday. And the whole point is just staying focused on what the holiday is about and what is it bringing to your home, that you're having family and friends over. So some people, they get so caught up in what it should look like and what it should be when they're not being present to what is actually occurring, and it's love, being around your loved ones. So being around your friends, just having a good time. So that's something that I was present to in a conversation that I had with a friend of mine who was just so distraught because the evening or the day just was not turning out the way she wanted it to. And, you know, just because your friend or another family member is having what you think is the perfect Christmas or holiday, you don't really know what's going on in their head, and you don't want to be like other people. You want to be you. So I just say it's just good to just always go back to who you know best, and who you should know best is yourself. So that's my take on it.
Absolutely. That is beautiful, Jill, because it's really, it's all made up. Our expectations. Nobody puts them on us but us. Mm-hmm. And then we're disappointed because we expected something different than what occurred. And the reality of it is that what occurred, occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Period. There's nothing, you can't do anything with it. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
And go more on Jill's point. I know for me, that sometimes part of the gift is just sometimes part of the presence. You just sometimes that person just wants you to hear them, and you'd be surprised how much impact that at that space, at that moment, at the time that you're making it. Because one of my friends, he said, "I just want to talk to you, JT. I just want you to hear me out, because I miss you as my brother. I just want you to hear me." And that's all it was. It was basic conversation for 3 hours. And he said, "That is my gift right there. You gave me a gift. I'm happy now."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And then he said, and you know, and it goes back the days that I've been always discussing, I always discuss about ourselves, because we always, you know, part of International Black Summit, the process that we're in, they always, I know for me, I can talk for me, trying to hold ourselves accountable. So when I hold myself accountable, there's nobody else I can look at except me. And by that habit, by me going through the process of the conversation of the International Black Summit, I gave a gift to one of my friends that maybe at that time, at that moment, I don't think it was wasn't no big deal, but it was a big deal to him. And you know, and that's very, very important. It goes back, so it goes back to the point I was saying before, us as Black African descent, sometimes, yeah, we go through problems, sometimes we don't want anybody, but sometimes they just want to, you know, sometimes you just want people to hear you out, and it makes a hell of a difference.
Absolutely.
And I just want to share that, you know, with the audience and the team.
Yeah, that was beautiful, Jerry. That really is beautiful because I think that's one of those arts that's being forgotten. I think that people don't, you know, Jill talked about it earlier, just being able to be with people, to understand who they are and to listen. People want to be heard. People always want to be heard.
Uh-huh.
And when you give somebody the gift of allowing them to be heard, man, money can't buy that. That's powerful.
That's
very powerful stuff. You know. That's worth more than gold. It's weight in gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's very beautiful. Yeah. Well, as we're going into the new year, any resolutions, any things that you guys are looking to generate differently or create differently, since we talked about practices and talked about, you know, altering the conversation around us and changing what's occurring into what we want.
Ladies first.
Well, I know I'm present to the fact of being in my vision, which is education, motivation, love, prosperity, and peace. And in anything and everything that I do, I'm going to be in my vision and move forth. In regards to, there's some changes that are going to occur in 2012 for me, which I'm very excited about. And it, you know, it stems around me relocating, being closer to you guys up north.
Yeah.
I'll be an hour away. So
yeah.
That's going to be in September. I am so excited. I am truly, my family's all up north, but I am just relying on God and the universe. I'm excited, and of course I have my family there, so it's not like I'm going to not have a place to rest my head. However, the bills do still have to be paid, and I'm just truly putting all my energy toward just getting settled and going up there and making a brand new life for myself, and I am just so excited. I'm just so excited to be close to my family and to my friends. So I'm going to stand in my vision, and I'm going to know that I will be taken care of, and I'm not going to second guess myself, and I am holding my head up high, and I'm ready to do this. I'm so ready, and this is the perfect time because I feel that I've been in the conversation with the International Black Summit for 2 years now, and I was going to move up north in 2005, and I didn't. And spiritually, emotionally, mentally, compared to where I am now, of course, in 2011, I was not ready. And I am just so glad that my, you know, dear friend, Tamara, introduced me to the summit, and I just made all these wonderful friends, and I'm just glad that I now have another family, not only the Van Leestens, but another family to be close to when I go up north. So I love you guys. I'm real excited about my next venture in life. Back to
well,
you,
thank
Jim.
You, Jill. That was great. That was awesome. Jerry, what's on the horizon for you?
First and foremost, you make me cry, Jim.
It's so silly.
Now it's beautiful. Well, for me, I just want to expand my vision. I feel that I have, certain unfinished business I have to finish, especially there's certain projects, I'm heading up, and also I want to get to Birmingham. I had to get to Birmingham this year because I missed the annual event last year, so I got to get to that. I got to get to the Birmingham. It's a must. I have to get there. God's willing, the vision I'm in, sooner or later I'll be declaring myself as a facilitator.
Okay.
I ain't going to tell you the time, but just said JT, he's sweating now. It's a good sweat now, and I'm getting kind of close there. But, so I will let the team know more about that. And I just want to be more advocated for rights of Black African descent. And the declaration usually pop up in my mind in space I make is nursery relationships. And I want to do that more. I want to nurture more of the kids. I want to be the voice in our community. I want to be the one, be the major players that when we need education in our community, our history, we can talk. And then really be the vocal point of having certain things that happen in election next year for us as a people. So I want to be a little more vocal advocate for our community, as plus an international Black. So let people know the international Black, so that's where it's at. You ain't going to get nothing better than joining this organization, because you're going to meet great people that you see on TV. You're going to be nurtured, one of the best all-around people around the world. And you're going to get so much out of it that you wish you could have your own annual event sometimes very soon. Now, why has got it in August? And why we can't have another one in September? That's sometimes I feel sometimes. And you be around people that looks like you, that everybody is down for the same cause. You understand what I'm saying, y'all? If anybody that go through this process as y'all did, you understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Look like you. Think like you. And the same, no matter what position that you're in the International Black Summit, we all facilitate the conversation. We all impact our community around the world globally. This is powerful work. And anybody could join. It's free of charge. All we just want you to do is trust in the universe and expand your vision and pass that vision, piece of your vision to somebody else so somebody can get it too. It's like a chain. See, International Black Summit to me is a chain. See, it's like this. You go, you get one link. Then you want to get to the other link. Then you got to fight that. This is an eternal link of our community globally. Is the eternal leak of our conversation. Is the eternal leak of our vision. And that's what I want to be part of. I want to make it much more broader so each of us will understand that we on an eternal link of this conversation. Eternal leak to empower people's lives in our community globally. It's eternal. It's unlimited. There's something that you always reach out for, and you keep on going. It's up to you. You can keep on going, and then you keep on going and going and going and going. And then understand that God has got your back, and the universe is always right there to keep on opening up more possibilities in your vision. And that's what I want to be part of it. Back at you.
All right, my brother. All right. Well, you know, I'm working on a couple of things, and one of the things is going to be a youth leadership academy. So we'll be launching that in January. So I'm real excited about that. And I talked a little bit about the 90-day enhancement program, and that's another program that Byron and I are working on, and Oren. And, you know, I'm excited about that because it's about having people fulfilling their vision. You know, it's a pretty interesting conversation. And we get to support people in their trials and tribulations as they relate to their vision. So I'm excited at the possibility. I'm excited at what is available. And I'm just looking at the time. We've got about 3 minutes left. So with that, I'm actually going to just wish everybody a very blessed and Merry Christmas, a very, very happy Kwanzaa, and just a healthy, wealthy, and prosperous New Year. I really have this conversation about intention. What are you going to intend to have happen 2012? I got to even get used to saying that. But anyway, Jill, yeah. any last words for you?
I just want to I always get energy when I'm talking to you all. I love you guys, and I just put on Facebook my Kwanzaa picture for my profile. So happy Kwanzaa, starting midnight. Happy Kwanzaa to everyone as well. And just thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jill. Love you too. Love you too, Jill. Great working with you. Just love your energy. Jerry, any last words for you?
Last words for me. I'll tell you how God works in mysterious ways. I read the first Kwanzaa that starts 12 midnight, a mantra. And
Absolutely. We
had to strive for our community. And I wish everybody in the world a very prosperous life. Be healthy, as my brother always said. Make sure you keep your mind clean. And like I said, surrounded by people that loves you for you. And again, our website is www.blacksummit.org. 2012, give your gift to yourself, to International Black Summit, because that's what I did. That was my calling a few years ago, and I haven't looked back. So get your family involved. We got a youth summit. We got a adult summit. Let's be a family again. Back at Jupiter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, be blessed. Thank you for a wonderful year sharing with us. We look forward to new endeavors for 2012, and certainly if you have any ideas or any interests specifically that you want to leave with us, you can contact us at www.blacksummit.org and leave us a message or text us or something, whatever you want to do. But it really is about us working with you in a partnership to move things forward. So really, that's what we're here to do. We're here to support your vision, support our visions, and then look to see what we can create as a community together moving forward. So on that note, I bid you adieu. Thank you for our partnership. Jill and Jerry, thank you for a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful year of just great work that we've accomplished and had fun doing it with you. So I just want to acknowledge that. And to include Henrietta and Jacacia and Clara for all their contributions to the radio show, because we certainly couldn't have been able to do it without everybody pulling forward.
Thanks,
so God bless. Good night. We love you. Be safe. Have some safe holidays. Travel well. And we look to see you on the other side of 2012. And we're going to kick some butt here.
All right.
All right. Peace and blessings. Good night.
Peace.
Okay.
Good night.